This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly 560,000 people have now died from COVID-19 globally. In the United States, that figure is more than 134,000. The number of worldwide infections has grown to more than 12.4 million and more than 3.1 million in the U.S. In response to the latest figures, the WHO warned that the number of people infected had doubled in the last 6 weeks. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the international community needed leadership, participation, and solidarity to turn the pandemic around. He said only aggressive action combined with national unity and global solidarity can turn this. He said cited Italy and South Korea when saying that there were examples around the world where it's been shown that even if an outbreak isn't intense, it can be brought under control. However, he also warned that it's not only COVID-19 that threatens lives and livelihoods, but other diseases like measles, polio, and malaria that all thrive when immunization is paused and supply chains for medical supplies are interrupted. An advanced team from the World Health Organization has left for China to organize an investigation into the origins of the novel coronavirus, which sparked the global pandemic. The virus is believed to have emerged in the Chinese city of Wuhan late last year after jumping from the animal kingdom to humans, according to the WHO. Experts will work with Chinese scientists to plan out the upcoming investigation. A WHO spokeswoman, Margaret Harris, said one of the big issues that everybody's interested in is whether or not it jumped from species to humans and what species could have done it. She said that we know it's very similar to the virus in the bat. This is VOA News. With just over a year to go until the rescheduled Tokyo Olympics, medical experts say the event could pose a grave health risk to the Japanese public and that there is a high risk of a disease outbreak. The Tokyo Games have already been pushed back to 2021 because of the global health concerns, but now Olympic organizers and local authorities are scrambling to prevent anything from further derailing the event. In interviews with a dozen infectious disease experts, a common theme emerged that the Olympics could increase the risk of disease outbreak. One doctor from Osaka University's hospital infection control team said the infection will flare up if we push ahead with the Olympics and hold them. There's no doubt about it. The Olympics brings together competitors and spectators from 200 other countries, and concern remains over a possible public health crisis. There are more than 100 potential vaccines in development, but experts say none will likely be available in enough quantity and time for the Olympics. Disney Resorts in Florida set to open this week, but it won't be that Disney that the people have visited in the past. While people are returning to Disney, will be able to escape from their lockdown for a while. There is no escaping the fact that COVID-19 concerns still abound. And it's more than just wearing masks and practicing social distancing. Those meet-and-greet sessions with Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck, forget it. Before entering, both employees and visitors will have to get temperature checks at the gate. Even something as simple as asking a Disney staffer to snap a picture of you in front of Cinderella's castle is now a no-no. That would mean they would have to touch your camera. President Donald Trump commuted Roger Stone's sentence on Friday. This is just days before his longtime friend, advisor, and advisor was due to report to prison. The 67-year-old self-declared dirty trickster was scheduled to report by Tuesday to a federal prison in Jessup, Georgia, to begin serving a sentence of 3 years and 4 months for lying under oath to U.S. lawmakers investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. A commutation does not erase a criminal conviction as a pardon does. Stone was convicted for lying to the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee about his attempts to contact WikiLeaks, the website that released damaging emails about Mr. Trump's 2016 Democratic election rival, Hillary Clinton, that U.S. intelligence officials have concluded were stolen by Russian hackers. And again, recapping our top story, nearly 560,000 people now have died from COVID-19 globally. In the United States, the figure is more than 134,000.